I greet you with blessings and joy on this 16th Sunday after Pentecost, September 20th. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve our Redeemer Lutheran Church and First Presbyterian Church in Newberry. I'm also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie. We gather together today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Join together as sisters and brothers in Christ, let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us amend what we are and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. A new life has begun. Believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Almighty and eternal God, you show perpetual loving kindness to us, your servants. Because we cannot rely on our own abilities, grant us your merciful judgment and train us to embody the generosity of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our readings for today are from Jonah, chapter 3, verse 10 through chapter 4, verse 11, Psalm 145, verses 1 through 8, Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 through 30, and the Holy Gospel for today is according to St. Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last work only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last.' The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you From God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Life just isn't fair. I lost another friend to COVID-19 last weekend. That's the second friend that has walked on due to this deadly virus, two other acquaintances as well. Emeretta was 3 years older than me. She had a very distinct laugh, and she wasn't afraid to use it. Her husband just walked on in mid-December last year. They had one daughter who survives. I'm sure she's thinking right now that life just isn't fair, losing both parents within 9 months. A little over a year ago, husband and wife, Elvin and Eldora, walked on 17 days apart. I'm sure their kids didn't think life was fair then either. There are a lot of things that aren't fair in life. How many of you grew up having the same teacher that your sibling did, or worse yet, your parents did? There's a level of expectation that surrounds you when you have the same teacher as another family member did. Well, if they were a well-behaved student and got good grades, that would be expected of you. Or if they were a goof-off and school prankster, that may be a reputation hard to live down. Many of us have had to go through that awkward stages of high school in this situation. Life just isn't fair. You know, all we need to do is turn on the news every day and we see stories of unjust and unfairness in society. Racial division, a lot of it due to those who have and those who have not. Those who are treated differently because of the color of their skin. Those who are just trying to provide for their families, but keep getting beat down whenever it appears they are getting a little ahead. Employers don't always treat employees fairly. Of course, there are labor laws, but not every law is followed to a T. The gender gap in pay in 2020 shows that women earn 81 cents for every dollar earned by men. That increased from 20 years ago when women earned just 73 cents for every dollar earned by men. Women still have a ways to go. Life just isn't fair. That is also evident in our gospel reading for today, or at least that's the perception. A landowner needs to get his crop of grapes harvested, and it has to be done rather quickly. He finds some folks eager to work, so he hires them, and they start working early in the morning. They worked literally from sun up to sundown, a solid 12 hours of labor right through the heat of the day. Well, a few hours after the early birds started working, the landowner saw others standing around, and he figured he could put them to work as well. And they started working. At noon and at 3 o'clock, still more folks were standing around. The landowner figured he might as well hire them, and so he did. And they started working as well. 5 o'clock came. Still more people were standing around. When asked by the landowner why they were just standing there all day, they said it was because no one had hired them. Geez, it's almost quitting time. Were they truly looking for work, or were they just too lazy and didn't want to get up earlier in the day? We don't actually know, but the landowner decides to hire them. An hour later, it's quitting time. The landowner gives the manager specific instructions. Give them their pay, beginning with the last, and then going to the first. Well, the ones who had worked for only an hour got much more than they thought they would. In fact, they got an entire daily wage for only 1 hour of work. What a bonus! The ones that started at 3 o'clock were next. Heck, they got the same amount, and they only worked for 3 hours. The noon workers got the same amount for putting in 6 hours. Yes, it was during the heat of the day, but 12 hours pay for 6 hours? That still wasn't a bad deal for them. And then came those hard-working folks who started at sunup, worked till sundown, through the heat of the day, probably worked their tail off knowing the crop needed to be picked. They watched what all the others were paid, and they got the same as everyone else, a day's wage for a 12-hour day. I suspect, though, they felt pretty cheated. I think I would, too. Life just isn't fair. So what's the lesson in all of this? Why did Jesus specifically tell this parable in the way that the ones who worked all day saw what the ones who worked less time received? Was it to point out that life just isn't fair? Was it to show how cruel an employer can be? Hearing grumbling, the landowner tells the last group, "Look, I paid you what we agreed upon. You worked for 12 hours and received exactly what I promised. So why are you so upset that I choose to pay everyone the same? It's my money, right? I can do with it what I want." A colleague shared that Barbara Brown Taylor, a renowned author and Episcopal priest, wrote a sermon on this passage. Taylor asked the question, "When we read this parable, why do we tend so immediately to identify with the folks hired at the crack of dawn? Why do we so readily assume that when God's kingdom fully comes, we will be the ones tempted to feel upset and that we will also be shown to have been the hardest workers of them all? Who told you or me that we've been working for 12 hours? How do we know that just maybe our work totals the measly 1 hour after all?" Good questions. Maybe, just maybe, we were one that started working at noon or at 3 o'clock. Maybe we were one that started working at 5 o'clock and avoided the scorching heat of the day. Maybe we were one who got a great reward for doing very little. Life just isn't fair. We know that. Whether it's coping with the loss of loved ones who've walked on at a time that we weren't prepared for, or due to circumstances of a virus that we feel could have been prevented. Whether it's because we feel someone is getting something extra handed to them, and we've worked just as hard, if not harder, and didn't get that extra. Whether it's something as minute as not getting as much ice cream in the flurry as your husband did. Life just isn't fair sometimes. Thank goodness we have God's grace. Jesus paid the ultimate price through his death so that we might have forgiveness of sins, the sins that keep reminding us of times when life just isn't fair. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. What a tremendous sacrifice. Did Jesus think that was fair? And even though I sin again and again in thought, word, and deed, God continues to forgive me. I can start each morning or noon or 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock with a clean slate. Every breath, every hour, every day is a chance for me to be better than I was before. Because of his presence within me, I always have new opportunities to think and do better. A colleague wrote, "Always remember that grace is a gift. You can't earn it, but you get a lot of it. It's free and abundant. When you go to God in heartfelt prayer, he will always give you what you need. Forget about worrying about getting what you deserve. Grace is getting much more than you deserve." So yeah, maybe life just isn't fair sometimes. Yet, as we hear in 2 Corinthians 9, God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. Thanks be to God. Amen. I invite you to join in praying our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit that makes us one. Amen. This concludes our service for today. Again, my name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice. Thank you for joining me today. Go in peace. Remember the poor. Thanks be to God.